Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mini-sodes that we release on Fridays, and you guys eat them up like a jar of mayonnaise.
Peanut butter mayonnaise mix.
Okay, so we have actually a lot of weird things. One thing I tweeted out that I thought was weird, and it did not get the attention I thought it deserved.
I thought it was weird.
Okay, but it didn't get a lot of faves and retweets. So since we started this podcast, I have started seeing this Mercedes truck, and it has the license plate, the UFO. And I have seen it like 3-4 times in different places.
Right. Wasn't one in like Thousand
California.
Oaks?
Yeah. I saw it in Los Angeles. I saw it in like West Hollywood, near the art gallery I used to work at. I saw it once near my parents' house in Thousand Oaks. Then I randomly was in Ojai, and I saw it in Ojai.
That's weird.
I've actually seen it twice in Ojai. Like, I've seen it all around. Like, randomly, I've seen it. And I've taken pictures with it a few times, just because I'm like, oh my God, I keep seeing this car.
That is very weird.
It's really weird. Then, the other day, I followed Jeremy Corbell on Twitter from the Webcrawlers account. Jeremy Corbell is the guy who made the Skinwalker documentary.
Yeah, Skinwalker Ranch. He's like big into UFOs and stuff.
He's like a big supernatural UFO guy on the scene. He tweets a picture of himself with the UFO car.
Yeah, not knowing that you had been followed by this UFO car.
No, Jeremy doesn't know we exist.
No, he doesn't follow us.
Jer Bear doesn't follow us.
Jer Bear?
He doesn't know why we exist.
Right. Jer Bear.
So I'm just like, what is this car?
And it's not his car, I don't think.
I don't think it's his car. I think he saw it somewhere.
Because there's a picture of a car behind him with a car door open. I think he just like jumped out and took a picture with it.
Agree. But then also I'm like zooming in on this picture and it,
where is that?
See, at first I was like, oh, they're in a parking structure, but they're not.
No, this is like a weird...
They're like in some sort of lot and it's fenced in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so this, the UFO car...
And he's wearing a visitor tag?
Yeah, so like this UFO car, I think they must be in the biz.
Yeah, where is he at where he's wearing a tag that he needs to get in? Some sort of... What's in the reflection of his glasses? It looks like a house? Maybe.
Could it be, you know, like when you're on like the Sony lot or like one of those studios, how they have like the little like bungalows?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. That might be why he's wearing a visitor tag, I guess.
But that doesn't look like the visitor tags.
Melissa, no. Don't you have an app or something where you can type in the license plate number?
Maybe.
The look. Oh, is it illegal?
Well, I did find a license plate because someone ran into my car like a year ago, and they just they kind of hit my bumper, and it didn't really cause that much damage. But I took a picture of the car, and I Googled the license plate, and there was it was like a record for when you do like a smog check on your car.
Mm-hmm.
Like there had been a record of that car getting smog checked,
mm-hmm.
so I found it. But that was like not all license plates are kind of in that.
Yeah.
Thing. I don't know.
And that, and you wouldn't do that. I mean, that's illegal, probably, to like look.
No, no. There's, you know, I got to get a friend at the DMV. That's what I gotta
do. We all do.
That's what I need.
I feel like they'd probably be hard
search
to
search owner
with.
By license plate. Infotracer.com.
Yeah. Some of those sites, if you have to pay, it's not a real site. Well, some of them are looking.
What state is the license plate?
California, right? Look up license plate California.
And it's just the UFO?
Is it a space? Yeah, the space UFO.
Anyway. Okay, I found it.
What?
What kind of car is it?
It's a Mercedes.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What?
Who does it belong to, Maria?
It doesn't. It tells me the vehicle identification number. It tells
me. You have the VIN number?
Yeah. I have the Mercedes-Benz G-Class 2006.
Yeah.
This is weird. Some random. I don't even think we should play this because, like, I'm afraid.
Well,
don't
say the name of the. What? You have the VIN number of
yes.
the car. Oh, I. Ooh. You can Google that. Because if it's been, like, in any accidents or, like, if it's 2006, it probably had a smog check.
I'm nervous.
Wait,
to keep
2006?
Going. That's the year of the car.
Is it? It looks newer than that. Oh, no, that's a 2006 Mercedes-Benz G-Class. Oh. Uh-oh. Well, who is it? Say it.
It doesn't say the name. It just says the VIN number.
Give me the VIN number.
We can exit. We can blur. We can block this out.
Okay, hold on a minute. Because I'm
we can just.
What if it's something crazy, guys?
It's Epstein. It's Ghislaine.
Yeah. It's Ghislaine. We found her, guys. Call the police.
I feel like I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
I'm blown away by what I'm getting for free.
Wow.
I'm just going to... Okay, this is going to be cut out. You promise.
Yeah, I promise.
Yes.
It's crazy what you can find online.
Yeah. So anyways, that was weird.
And I didn't look at that for real. That was fake.
That was fake.
Fake.
The second weird thing that I have is my friend texted me that she was sleeping and then that's it. And then when she woke up, her phone had taken a bunch of pictures.
Like they're just...
She said, Allie, my phone took pictures in the night while I was sleeping. I'm so creeped out. And I said, what? Explain. And she said, okay, so I woke up in the morning and was going to post some memes. And then I found a whole bunch of pictures with a timestamp of 11:30 and 11:35. But I went to bed at 10:30. And it's just like a bunch of black images.
Oh, like her phone was probably sitting on like her nightstand or something.
You think? I don't know.
But a ghost was but a ghost can't get into without
facial recognition.
Yeah,
and
a ghost doesn't have a face.
Yes.
Right. Or a fingerprint.
But like 11:30 and 11:35, like 5 minutes apart.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And she didn't like accidentally.
No,
I mean,
it was like
you
charging.
Would have to like.
Yeah, you would have to open your thing, press it. Yeah, it was charging on her nightstand. And then when she woke up in the morning, there was pictures.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's like the scariest thing to me. It wasn't pictures of her, though. It was just black pictures.
Yeah.
But like, imagine waking up and on your phone were like different pictures of you from different angles.
That happened.
There's to like who?
There's a story of like this guy who owned a motel somewhere in like Arizona or Nevada or something. And he would take pictures of people, like he would break into take pictures of people on their phones.
That's horrible.
He was like,
no,
there's a
you.
Whole documentary about it. He was like spying on people.
What documentary is it called?
I can't remember. If you search like guy who owned motel, he had these crawl spaces. He would go up in the hotel and he would just like watch people.
There's like horror movies about that. Are you sure it's not a horror movie?
No, this is a documentary.
Open your eyes, Allie. This
Sorry.
Is happening all around
this is a
you.
Documentary.
This isn't movies. This is real
this
life.
This is real life.
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay.
Okay. Also, we got a Reddit message.
Okay.
About, remember, Dan Wozniak.
Mm-hmm. How could I forget?
How could you forget? The murder, Amanda's best friend. So this message says, I used to be involved at Hunger Artists, where the woman who was writing messages to Daniel and where Daniel was performing. So I used to be involved at Hunger Artists, not when Daniel was there, before that. Mm. The woman who has that blog, she was known for having affairs with men at Hunger Artists.
Holy moly.
So a marriage broke up because she had an affair with her leading actor.
How are these crazy people having, like, affairs all the time and, like, I can't even get a date?
Because there's nothing, because you're looking for love and they've got deadness in their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's looking for
well, I don't know about her.
To be dick down.
Dick down. She says, I don't think the husband knew about any of this. I just created this account when I heard your podcast episode and wanted to give you that extra bit of dirt.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you. I don't doubt she has fallen for Daniel. I don't think the husband knows or cares.
Holy
shit. So she was hooking up with actors at this theater well before Daniel. Damn.
This is her thing. Should we go paragraph to paragraph on this?
Yeah. So we got this email about a newish MLM.
Called Color Street. Hiya gals.
Hiya.
I just listened to your episode on MLMs and now I'm a bit horrified.
Yeah.
Because I've totally been buying products from one.
Oh no.
In my defense, I'm a total idiot who knows nothing about business and has never been to college because fuck student debt. Agree.
Great email. So the company I'm referring to is relatively new. I think it came about in the last few years and it's called Color Street. Hmm. They sell 100% real nail polish nail strips that are super easy to apply and stay on for a couple weeks. And they constantly have new seasonal nail sets that, when they're totally sold out, become retired sets that you can't get anymore. So you have to buy them fast. And it's an obvious marketing tool, but they're around $12 each. And it's not an awful deal, so you get pulled in easily. So basically, everything I've said in this paragraph is info that they tell you 100 times to get it drilled into you, into your head, that you should buy them.
I started buying them through a family member who is a quote-unquote stylist, a cute name for the people who are just representatives that you have to buy the products from directly.
Stylist, okay.
And of course, to be a rep, you have to pay $129 to start out, and you get all the nail sets that you then need to sell to make the money back. They sell sets with cool sales, a Columbus Day sale where you get two sets for $14.92 because Columbus sale,
oh my
the blue
God.
In 1492.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And they have parties, which super confused me at first. But basically, someone decides to host a weekly online party where there are fun little games. At the end, if they reach $150, the host gets a free nail set. One of my Arbonne girls I knew who did Arbonne had like Arbonne parties.
Yep.
It's marketed as a cool thing to do for people who like buying Color Street nails and want some free stuff, but it's clearly just a way for the reps to make money off of people who want to support their friends and the family who are hosting the parties. They have a lot of giveaways as well, but in order to enter them, they, you guessed it, have to buy something. Each stylist has a Facebook page and their own cute little business name, and it's marketed as locally made small businesses because, of course, everyone is into that kind of thing right now.
It's like, it's not a small business.
No.
You keep saying, or people who say, like, I'm owner of a small business. No, it's like this pyramid scheme.
Right.
That it's not your own small business.
I was on their website, but then I went to like a non...
You're a stylist now?
Well,
yeah, I was wondering you if you guys would nail like... Set?
But like nail wraps are like really cool and like I'd really like to buy some.
Yeah, I looked them
up. I ordered like a... Well, you guys saw me. I had those weird press-on nails that day I came in here.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you didn't?
I remember.
I came in once with stuff like this. They just pop right off your nails.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The one was on the floor. But these are like, what are these then? But they're only like $2?
Well,
the ones on Lillian Fox USA are.
The email continues.
Sorry.
Like I said, I've been buying these and I do believe they're good products, but you can totally get similar products for cheaper prices in other places. In fact, apparently the creator of Color Street, Fa Park, has two other businesses in in cocoa and coconut nails that sell almost the same products, but for almost half the price.
Uh-oh.
And you can find them at Ulta, Walmart, and drugstores.
There you go.
So it's really easy to find blog posts about Color Street being an MLM. So if you're curious, you can do a quick Google. I'm including a couple of pictures straight from the rep's Facebook page. Thank you guys for my new favorite podcast. You were all lovely, and I can't wait to see where 2020 brings you. Love, Anonymous.
Oh, we love you, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Last but not least, this is insane in the membrane.
This is real insane.
This is from a website from like CNN or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I sent you guys the link. But there has been radio bursts coming from a spiral galaxy.
Yeah.
From another galaxy that's not our galaxy.
Uh-huh.
For the second time ever, astronomers detected a bizarre, rapidly repeating radio signal originating from deep in space. Mm-hmm. A team of astronomers managed to trace the unusual radio burst to the arm of a spiral galaxy that resembles our own, but 500 million light years away.
It's not that far.
Shut up. While scientists have found and traced a few cosmic radio bursts over the years, the new repeating signal differed from all of them. Because the spiral galaxy that gave off the new repeating signal is 10 times closer to the Milky Way than the previous signal. We should go back to those like weird radio signals that you were telling us about.
Oh, yeah. Those radio signals.
It's like the movie Contact. Like,
yes.
This is real.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Because we've gotten radio signals before, but these are closer.
Yeah. This is happening, and it's happening now.
They're just playing, come and shake your body, baby.
I'm sorry, but I'm like so into, now I'm looking at gel strips.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you're
no.
going to come in here next week and just have like
huge talons.
Not be able to like type.
No, I just want them on my nails.
She's in her robe and huge long nails. She can't hold her water bottle.
Blue beauty. Dark blue is one of the year's hottest colors for fall.
Yeah, these are pretty. I don't have long enough nails.
Well,
to
you
do
don't
them.
Need long nails. Can't you just put them on? I mean, on Dashing Diva, my new favorite website. They just have them on normal looking nails. Like, they don't have to be big talons. They're just like press on colors.
I'm interested in these because I paint my nails and they just like it just scrapes off.
Yeah,
you know,
mine just I do it like once every 3 months.
Yeah, and it just looks like shit.
But this I could look really stylish.
Guys, I'm telling you, I've tried it. It doesn't work.
But okay. I'm not talking about the ones that you with the pop off ones. I'm talking about press on,
just like the
color.
Sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nail
I
polish
haven't tried,
strips.
I haven't tried these.
Yeah.
I want to buy some of these.
Well, we can do an experiment.
Yeah.
We'll,
next week
we'll
we're all gonna
it.
Have really beautiful nail art,
vagina nail art. If you would like to be a weird thing of the week, or if you have a story that you think would fit for a weird thing of the week, Melissa, where can people email us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com or send us messages on Twitter and Instagram or Reddit or Facebook or wherever. Just send us something weird.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Maria.
Bye. Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.